Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell styling in Sin City, the mega beautiful downtown Las Vegas, baby, for the 2022 NFL Draft. We're at the MGM Grand on the Strip. And ready for tonight's first round to see who's going to go to their team in the NFL draft on a strip. How great is that going to be to see all this go down tonight? You know it's going to be rocking. 600,000 people have cascaded on to Las Vegas for the party, and that's exactly what it is. I kind of wanted to look at a lot of situations going into the draft tonight and, frankly, all weekend. Of course, round one tonight, two and three on Friday, and then four through seven on Saturday. Great to have the Network Sports Grid here doing all of our shows from the MGM. It's just fantastic. Always great to be back in the middle of it all in Sin City. All right, so do the Steelers or the Saints need to trade up if they're going to get Malik Willis or Kenny Pickett? I don't think so. I mean, there's a lot of people that think the Saints would have to trade up. There's a 64% chance that one of those two quarterbacks is going to be there for them at number 16. The Steelers are at 20. They're saying there'll be a 38% chance that at least one of them will be on the board at 20. Well, first of all, I don't buy for 1 minute all the talk that the Lions are going to take Willis at number two. I think there's about a 5% chance of that happening. I don't think it's going to happen at all. I don't even give it 5%. They're saying that the Liberty quarterback would be there, 32% chance for the Saints at 16 and a 16% chance at 20 when the Steelers draft. If either team's willing to make a move up to number 10 in a deal with the Jets, then there's like a 53% chance that Willis would be available. They would need the Lions, Texans, Panthers, Falcons, and Seahawks to all pass on Willis. Bottom line is they think Pickett will have a 47% chance to be available to the Saints at 16, that he would get past the Panthers. And if Willis is already drafted, Pittsburgh would be smart to move ahead of New Orleans if they're still on Pickett and want him that badly, that they would move up. Not trading up gives the Steelers like a 26% chance to land Pickett, according to predictions. I've heard a lot of people in Pittsburgh saying don't draft a quarterback. And that makes absolutely no sense to me. What that's saying is don't draft a quarterback because they're not good enough in this year's draft to decide the next 12 years for the franchise, that none of these players are worthy of that distance of over a decade of time playing for the Steelers, where they got 18 years or whatever out of Roethlisberger and two Super Bowls. Bottom line is this. I think anyone that thinks that they shouldn't draft a quarterback is wrong. They have to replace Roethlisberger. I love the deal for Trubisky. I think a two-year deal that they gave him was perfect. I think he's going to come up big for them. Everybody thinks he sucks. I don't think he sucks at all. I think he's big. I think he's strong. I think he's young, 27. And I think out of the pocket, he throws as good as anybody in the NFL. And he went to the playoffs twice. And he had the fifth highest winning percentage in the NFL the last 5 years. I mean, anybody that thinks that guy sucks is tripping. What the reality is that the Bears around him sucked, and the Bears coach and GM sucked. And I don't think Trubisky was the problem. I have no situation to argue with them getting him for 2 years. I like it, but I also like the concept of drafting the quarterback of the future now. And I love Pickett. I think he was great at Pitt. He played at Heinz Field. He was phenomenal. He knows the city. The city knows him. He's the perfect choice. I like him better than Willis. I've heard all I can take about Willis, that he's this project and that he needs a year of standing on the sideline and learning before he ever plays. I've had enough of that nonsense. I don't want to hear it. Pickett could play today. Let's say they get Pickett in the draft and Trubisky gets hurt. I'm going to put Pickett in. That's it. I know they have Mason Rudolph. I think Pickett's better than Rudolph now. Remember this. The Packers and Chiefs, if they want to draft a top-rated receiver in this draft, they're going to have to both trade up to do it. Because right now, when you look at the best receivers, Garrett Wilson, Drake London, Jameson Williams, or Chris Olave, etc., Treylon Burks, they're going to have to make a move to get them because they'll be gone by the time they draft. The Packers' first pick is at 22. Kansas City's first pick is at 29. All those guys are going to be toast by then. Rumor has it that the Jets are going to snag Sauce Gardner with one of their early picks. The Jets select him at number 4 because at 10, their second pick, he'll be gone by then tonight. I don't believe Sauce Gardner is going before number 4. And right now they say the Jets have a 55% chance of getting him at 4. I say it's more like 90%. Do I think that you look at the top offensive tackles, do I think Ekwonu and Neal are going in the top 10? Yes, I do, both of them. I also think Notre Dame safety Kyle Hamilton will go in the top 10. And I think that Aiden Hutchinson, the fact that he was going to be the number one pick for the last 3 months and now all of a sudden Walker's the top choice, I say that's crazy too. I thought Hutchinson would go number one without a doubt. Now all of a sudden it's Walker. But I'll tell you one thing. I bet the Lions hope that the Jags take Walker number one, because then the Lions will snag Aiden Hutchinson faster than you can spit. There's one guy you've never heard of that might go in the first round as a sleeper, North Dakota State receiver Christian Watson. And then I don't think he's going in the first round, but a guy that I think is going to be super successful in the NFL, and he'll go probably on Friday, will be Iowa State running back Breece Hall. Then you think about these quarterbacks like Desmond Ridder. There's a 37% chance he goes in the first round tonight. Matt Corral, a 25% chance he goes in the first round. I don't think the kid Sam Howell from North Carolina is going to go in the first round. He's only got a 16% chance of that happening. Let's say these guys don't go in the first round, Ridder and Corral. I don't think Howell is. But let's say none of them go in the first round. Then they all will go in the second round, I would think, definitively. All right, let's look at what your team needs. Dallas has to draft defensive linemen. And they might need a receiver as well in this draft. Remember, Cooper's gone now in Big D. The Giants have to draft offensive linemen. And they need a tight end as well. The Eagles need receivers and a cornerback. The Washington Commanders need a quarterback for sure and wide receivers. They have to give Terry McLaurin a new fat deal, and they got to put wide receivers around him. The Bears need a wide receiver. They need an offensive tackle. I think the Lions need a quarterback for sure, but they also need defense. They need linebackers. And we already talked about Green Bay. They got to get a wide receiver. And they also need help on their special teams. The Vikings' biggest need is cornerback. And they also need receivers. And they don't need a quarterback. They have Kirk Cousins. The Falcons need wide receivers. They've had a nightmare in that department. And they need a defensive tackle as well. They don't need a tight end. Carolina's got to draft a quarterback. I can't believe that they wouldn't do that at number six. It's crazy to me. They also need a good cornerback. They don't need a running back. What they need is Christian McCaffrey to stay healthy for once. The Saints need a wide receiver, and they need a pass rusher on the edge. Tampa's thinking guard and safety. They don't need a quarterback. They got Brady. They got Trask. They got Gabbert. And they don't have Bruce Arians anymore. That's like a steal. Arizona needs a cornerback and a pass rusher. The Super Bowl champion Rams need a cornerback and a little bit of help up front on the offensive line. The Niners need a corner and a safety. Jaquiski Tartt is still unsigned, and I wouldn't sign him. He's bad luck. Seattle needs a quarterback, and they need an offensive tackle. In the AFC, the Bills need a cornerback, and maybe draft a wide receiver too. Miami needs linebackers and offensive tackles as well. The Pats need a cornerback and a linebacker. So if the Jets get Sauce Gardner, now they got to draft a linebacker. The Ravens need a pass rusher, and on offense, up front, they need help. The Bengals need D-backs and D-linemen. They don't need receivers. They're loaded there. The Browns need pass rush help on the defensive line and receivers. Even though they got Amari Cooper, they lost OBJ. And Jarvis Landry is still unsigned. We know what the Steelers need, a quarterback. They don't need edge rushers. They got Watt, Hayward, Highsmith. They're badass in that department. Houston needs a cornerback. Indy needs help up front on the offensive line. The Jags need receivers and running backs. The Titans help up front and a wide receiver. The Broncos need help on their pass rush. The Chiefs need secondary help, a corner. The Chargers need a right tackle and a defensive tackle. And the Raiders need help up front in the trenches and at corner on the defensive side. It all plays out tonight with round one in Vegas.